Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Illegal aliens who were dragged to the USA by their parents should be given special status by Congress. But because he bypassed Congress, what the president did is flat out unconstitutional.
That's Bill O'Reilly, who agrees with the president's new immigration policy, but says it should have come from Congress and not from the White House. Immigration reform is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an introduction to host Bob Montgomery, who talks to Alert Brown Gort, a professor of Latino studies at Notre Dame. Mr. Gort thinks that President Obama was doing this for political reasons. He would have waited until after the election rather than bringing up what many consider a controversial and divisive issue while the campaign is still going on.
Were you surprised when you heard what was coming out of the White House?
I think we were all kind of surprised because we hadn't really expected much movement on this before the elections.
And subsequently, in the days past, in fact, just this yesterday morning, there was an interview on the CBS Face the Nation show where Mitt Romney, the Republican presidential hopeful, didn't really give a strong answer one way or the other on whether he would reverse this decision that came out of the White House yesterday. So it makes one to believe that perhaps no matter who wins in November, this might be here to stay a while.
Well, you know, I think the object of the exercise for it coming out right now is, shockingly enough, is in some ways political. And, you know, one of the things that they wanted to do was they really wanted to spotlight what Romney's position was going to be on immigration, because one of the places where Romney is extremely weak is with the Latino voters. And these voters are going to be very important in the presidential elections, but very important in very specific battleground states like Colorado, Nevada, Florida.
The federal government basically, is, if you missed what would happen Friday, the federal government is going to stop deporting illegals if they don't have a criminal record, if they have a GED or a diploma, or if they came to the United States before they turned 16. And, of course, serving in the military will also help these people avoid deportation. Do you think this is the first steps toward maybe perhaps some version of the DREAM Act or perhaps some long-term version of how this whole issue is going to be handled?
Well, it's the first step of something. One of the things is that it isn't permanent. It's 2 years renewable. And so one of the questions, of course, is how many people are going to, quote-unquote, come out of the shadows to register if they know that, you know, at the end of 2 years, everybody knows who they are and where they live. Although, you know, I think the fact is that if you're going to get a work permit or you're going to be in a protective class, which is really what this amounts to, I think a lot of people are going to move into it. But, you know, it doesn't really satisfy the conditions that we need both as a country and for them as people to maintain this. So this can only really be the first step.
What would that condition be?
Well, one of the issues is there's no permanence to it. And, you know, part of the value proposition of the DREAM Act is the fact that we have all of these kids that are essentially Americans and everything but name, because they've been here since they were young. They speak English fluently. This is the only country really where they've lived, this is the country where they developed. And the thing is, we don't have access to everything that they could possibly be if they feel deportable at any moment. And the DREAM Act also basically said, we can only do this if you are going to be willing to show that you are willing to be an active citizen, either by going into the military or by continuing your education. This does something a little bit different. This says you can stay here and you can work. Of course, if you're in the military, hey, you got it, right? And if you're in school, maybe. I mean, I think that's one of the places where it's unclear. But I think in order for it to do what it has to do for all of us, is there has to be a sense of permanency so that people can start investing in the future in a way that is going to be good not only for them, but for the country.
Up next, more hosts and callers weighing in on the president's immigration policy here on the Countdown.
People are busier than ever, with a line between their work and personal life blurring more every day. That's why Ivanka Trump is working with Motorola Mobility to share one of her secrets for success.
Technology is a key part of staying on top of everything that I've done, for work and at home. Smartphones like the Droid Razer Max and Droid 4 can act almost like personal assistants, so you're always organized, connected, and as productive as possible.
Ivanka is the executive vice president of the Trump Organization, but also finds time to be a mom and to support social causes for young women by taking advantage of new mobile technologies.
The right technology can make a huge difference in how productive we are, and Motorola's business-ready devices will boost your productivity and empower you to do more. Technology has definitely had an incredible impact on my life. It keeps me connected and productive.
For more info on business-ready devices from Motorola, visit Motorola.com/business-ready or visit Motorola's Facebook page.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't...
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
4th of July travel is just around the corner. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Also, buy 3 Bridgestone WeatherForce Plus tires and get one free. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N628. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Talk Radio Countdown, the focus on immigration reform. Here's radio man Michael Graham with Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies. They talk about the specifics of the president's change to this current immigration policy.
Tell us about the policy the president has proposed.
Well, he has proposed to extend an amnesty to what are known as the Dreamers. And that is people who were brought here as young children by their parents as illegal aliens who've grown up in the United States.
Right.
And in this case, he's saying, well, if they've graduated from a U.S. high school or served in the military or gotten a GED and they don't have a criminal history, then they can come on in and apply for a 2-year work permit that's renewable forever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not amnesty, he says, even though, you know, to all normal Americans, that is precisely what it is.
So you get to stay here and you get to work here and you get to be here legally and have the standing of any legal immigrant, but you cheated and broke the rules.
Well,
or
yeah,
your family cheated and broke the rules.
Your parents did. And he's
right.
Justifying this by saying that these people who came here, you know, not their own decision, shouldn't fear deportation, right? Actually, he says live in fear of deportation. That's a complete nonsense because, as everyone knows who's been watching the last couple of years, the Obama administration isn't actually deporting any people in that category.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not good enough for them. They want to actually be able to work here. So... that's why he needed to do this. And it's just an act of supreme, you know, arrogance and desperation at the same time. Because it's arrogant because Congress is the only branch of government that has the authority to make this kind of immigration law. And so he's making an end run around Congress that has refused a couple of times to pass this. Mm-hmm. And he's also desperate, it seems, because, I mean, this is the kind of thing we would expect to see in a second term. But he seems to be afraid to wait until then.
Let's go back to the policy. There are people who say, well, wait a minute. Some kid's here, you know, he's 20 years old. His parents brought him when he was 5. Why shouldn't he be able to stay in America legally and go get a job and get a paycheck and live like any other person who was born in America?
Well, it's a good question, and there are a lot of people who are sympathetic, but there are some good reasons not to do it, or some good reasons to do this in a different way. One is that when you just look the other way at the fact that they came here illegally, it just creates incentives for other people to try the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sends a message, we are just not serious about our immigration laws, come on in. Just stay here long enough and eventually you'll get amnesty.
Right.
And that's the main reason not to do it. It's also creating job competition for young Americans who are now seeing the lowest levels of employment ever in memory at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are young people who are competing with, you know, legal immigrant young people and American citizens who can't find jobs. There are almost 5 million people who have been legally sponsored as immigrants who are waiting their turn overseas for their chance to come here legally on a green card. It's a slap in the face to them. So, and there's just a way to do this. You know, our Constitution provides a way to make laws, and on immigration law, it's through Congress. People to hash it out and say, okay, well, if we give them amnesty, maybe we'll cut out the visa lottery.
Sure.
Here's what some talk radio callers have been saying about the president's change, the suggested change, anyway, to immigration policy.
This is forward thinking. This is one of the best issues in executive order that the president, a president, can pass. It is, and to correct and clarify the New York Times, it is to, for these young people who are going to school, who are going to enhance our employment here and also are able to add and enhance to the American public and the American society and are active thereof. Talking about the Judiciary Committee, Mitch McConnell last week has stopped all judicial appointments until after the election. That is not forward thinking. It is not assisting anyone in the United States, nor is it helping, our Congress to move forward to pass bills. They're not doing anything, and that's why the president has to go out and above. He does have that authority.
This is clearly an attempt by the administration to buy votes this last minute. Thing on Obama's part to do this is obviously an appeal to the Hispanic communities. It's much in the way that he did with the gay community. He had, as other callers have brought up, plenty of time and a majority in both houses at the beginning of his term to get this pushed through, and of course that never came up. And I would just simply say too, the Democratic Party has always been championed as the party of, the people that are so open-minded and free-thinking, and they're the party that wants to shove health care down our throat and tell us what kind of car to drive and light bulb to have, and we can't have Coke or drink a soda or have popcorn now. I love what has happened. I'm wholeheartedly for it, supporting it. I have worked with myriad Latin Americans, Russians, and Irish who are so-called illegals. The majority of them, are extraordinary people, hardworking, good attitude, glad to be here. Many of them are looking forward to signing up for the military and support us with great patriotism. They pay taxes. Most of them I've met are family people. They're typically good, solid Roman Catholics or evangelical Christians. I think it's wonderful, and I think what we're seeing out there is a cold, secular, WASPy nation that is turning its back on the immigrants and the immigration policies that have made this country strong and great.
Up next, we return to the number one item on the countdown this week, the presidential race, here on the review of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yep, News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, the News Talk Media. We're talking about what you're talking about and vice versa. Here's John Scott on television talking to strategist Chip Salzman and Chris Kofinis. These two talk about some of the differences in the way Romney and Obama are running their campaigns.
Let me read you the quote from an article in Politico, which caught our eye, about the way these two camps are approaching it, and I'll get your reactions. It said that the Republican nominee is trying to make the election about one big overarching issue, blaming Obama for a wobbly economy and failed agenda. That Mitt Romney's approach, obviously. Obama, on the other hand, is trying to make it about a bunch of issues. Obama strategists think it's a fool's errand to worry about press panting over Bill Clinton or bad national polls. Instead, they obsess about Hispanics in Colorado, young voters in Ohio, and swing voters in the Virginia suburbs. Chip, is that the kind of campaign we're seeing?
Well, yeah, I think what's happening is we've seen the Obama campaign had a couple of restarts so far since Romney becomes nominee. They haven't quite found their footing. And I think they found out one thing is he cannot talk about this economy. And unfortunately for him, this is the number one issue. And he can go after all the subsection groups he wants to, but all overlaying all those groups is one thing, jobs and the economy. And I think that's what ultimately is going to be the problem with this strategy.
Chris, do you agree with the premise that he's going after sort of micro-targeting smaller groups of Americans?
To some extent, I mean, I think what's interesting about the president and the campaign strategy, similar a little bit to 2004 and President Bush's strategy and Karl Rove's strategy back then in terms of going after the base, making it a base election, I think there is some, you know, value to it. You know, but there's not a lot of room for error when you run kind of a micro-targeted base type of strategy. And it doesn't negate the important point that you also have to talk about the economy and kind of tie the bigger picture. You can't do one without the other. They're both very interrelated.
But I thought, Chris, that the Democratic base was sort of blue-collar working folks in places like Ohio and Michigan.
To some extent they are, but they're not just blue-collar, working-class folks in Ohio. They're also, you know, the Hispanics, young voters, African-Americans. I mean, this, I think, is what makes both, I think, an interesting strategy and a challenging strategy for Democrats, because we do have a really kind of diverse demographic pool, if you will, whereas I think for the Republicans and Mitt Romney's strategy, it's more kind of a straight shot. But the problem I think he has is, you know, there's not a lot of emotion to that message. You've got to have a bigger vision than just blaming the other guy, you know, for the state of the economy.
Taco's Joe Galuski with the analyst Leslie Sorrell. They talk about how the candidates are campaigning on their social media sites.
I got to tell you one thing, Leslie. I'm for sure certain President Obama has far more Facebook friends than I do.
Well, part of that is because he's the incumbent, and I think you see that time and time again. I think people are forgetting that he is the president of the United States, and Mitt Romney is running for the president. And what that means is you see that in many races, the person who's the incumbent has the advantage. It's not that the other one is necessarily performing poorly.
Okay, so I'll bet Obama does much better with Facebook friends than Mitt Romney, right?
Yeah, he does, across the board.
Well, Obama's got the younger appeal, right? I mean, Mitt Romney, you know, the Democrats always seem to show up on the talk shows like Ellen DeGeneres and The View and Tyra Banks and those kind of shows. And the Republicans don't do a lot of that. Should they?
Well, there's two parts to that. One, you know, it's become hip and cool to be Democrat. And what people forget is hip's definition is socially liberal. You know, Cheech and Chong are not going to be Mitt Romney supporters. And Meg Whitman is one of the, you know, our greatest American success stories, but she's viewed as boring. You know, Obama supporters play down that they're rich. They think that's a bad thing. And Republicans need to say, we believe that everyone has the ability to be rich. So part of it is that, you know, Democrats have the Hollywood pool, and, you know, that's not necessarily a good message. But yeah. If they're standing in the unemployment lines, the young people, I think they will appreciate Mitt Romney's message of how to get them a job.
Up next, anticipation seems to be growing over the forthcoming ruling from the Supreme Court on Obamacare. We'll continue with that in a few minutes here on The Countdown.
A special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Three global flooring suppliers came to us to liquidate their excess inventory. We bought the flooring, and you get the deals in our major mill liquidation sale. If it's in stock, it's on sale. Get big daily deals like closeouts from only 19 cents a square foot, top quality laminates from just 29 cents a square foot, pre-finished hardwood from $159 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale this weekend at Lumber Liquidators. Don't miss it. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for your local store.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia SophiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UTOPIASilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back in. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, second half hour. This hour starts with consideration and attention being given to the Supreme Court decision about Obamacare, which is expected before the end of the month. Here's host Joe Kelly with political reporter Jamie Dupree. They talk about the highly anticipated ruling and whether it's going to be any day now.
We are eagerly awaiting a decision from the Supreme Court on Obamacare. We were told that it would be the end of June. We're nearing the end of June.
Yeah, I would think that if I had to guess on a date probably right now, it would be around the 28th or so. That's 2 weeks from yesterday. And the reason I say that is there's a lot of rumors going around that we might have an extra decision day that's added later in the month, maybe exactly that Thursday. So I don't expect it next week, but next week there'll be an awful lot of people more than ready in terms of the media and more to see whether or not that decision actually occurs.
And some discussion yesterday about media access.
Yeah, we've asked, we being sort of the broader media, have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to again come up with the ability for us to go inside and cover what goes on in the high court. When you get into a situation of a decision being announced, all the justices would get up on the bench and some of them would actually speak and read from the ruling and the dissent. And a group of members of the media, news organizations, and others simply asked the High Court, let us in there to have live audio and video coverage to at least bring that to the American people. I doubt that's going to happen. But maybe it'll push them to actually release that audio from inside in a timely fashion and not, say, the next week or something like that.
Host Jack Mitchell and John Bishop with constitutional law expert Eric Berger about what he expects to hear from the Supreme Court.
Some people are wondering about this. What's the deal with this lack of a sure date as to when this thing is coming down? It may come out yesterday. It may come out today. It may still be another week plus. Why does it happen that way?
Well, the Supreme Court, the current Supreme Court, is good at getting their opinions all out before the end of the term. But the term ends, you know, towards the end of June. And the court needs to write the opinion in a case like this with many different issues, often complicated issues. It takes a while. And a case like this, also, you can imagine there'll be dissents and maybe some concurring opinions, too. And all of those different opinions need to get circulated among the justices. So it doesn't come out until the justices are ready for it to come out. Chief Justice Roberts runs a pretty tight ship, so I would be surprised if it didn't come out by the end of this month. But that's pretty typical for a Supreme Court decision. You have a sense it'll be out before the end of the term, but you don't know exactly what day it'll be released.
The justices know how each other vote. They know yay or nay on. Do they know yay or nay on the entire? I mean, we're looking at just Obamacare here, but on the entirety of the suit. Or I mean, we've been hearing about there are certain provisions that could get stricken versus others that might be allowed to stay in. I mean, when the justices communicate with each other what their opinions are, yet they don't have the full opinion written. How do they do that?
So after oral argument, which is when we last spoke,
right,
the nine justices meet together in conference. And those nine people are the only people in the room, and they go around the room in order of seniority, starting with the Chief Justice, and each justice explains his or her views about the case. Then the senior justice in the apparent majority will assign the opinion to one of the other justices in the majority. If the Chief Justice is in the majority, then he assigns the opinion. If the Chief Justice is not, then the senior most justice in the majority assigns the opinion. The justice then responsible for writing the opinion will write a draft and circulate it to all the other justices. And when that opinion is circulated, usually the other justices in the majority will make suggested changes. We'll say, well, I can't sign on to this paragraph. Can you please change this? And so on. At the same time, other justices who are not in the majority will circulate their dissenting opinions or concurring opinions, meaning that they agree with the outcome but they don't agree with the reasoning. So a fair amount of work is actually done through these written opinions as opposed to in face-to-face discussion. I think usually after the conference, the justices spend surprisingly little time talking with each other face-to-face, but they will exchange these drafts. And occasionally, the justices will change their mind as a result of these drafts after reading the draft opinions and the dissent. So perhaps the most famous example of this is Justice Kennedy in the Casey case had voted originally to overturn Roe v. Wade and then changed his mind to uphold it. So the preliminary vote at conference is just preliminary, but I think it's relatively rare for justices to change their votes. But at any rate, I think that process gives a sense of why it takes so long,
okay,
particularly for an issue like a case like this.
Up next, we switch our focus to the latest from the Jerry Sandusky trial. That's for those of you who are into really ghoulish stuff. It's next on the Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
4th of July travel is just around the corner. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Also, buy three Bridgestone WeatherForce Plus tires and get one free. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, M628. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
A special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Three global flooring suppliers came to us to liquidate their excess inventory. We bought the flooring, and you get the deals in our major mill liquidation sale. If it's in stock, it's on sale. Get big daily deals like closeouts from only 19 cents a square foot, top quality laminates from just 29 cents a square foot, pre-finished hardwood from $159 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale this weekend at Lumber Liquidators. Don't miss it. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for your local store.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. Beats the burn and the bite. Water-resistant 80 minutes uses directed.
Talk Radio in review. Yep, the Jerry Sandusky trial continues this week. Here's host McGraw-Millhaven with ABC's Aaron Katursky. They talk about the defense taking their turn this week, starting with several character witnesses speaking on Mr. Sandusky's behalf.
Aaron Katursky has been following the Jerry Sandusky trial.
The defense got off to something of a slow start with a string of character witnesses, former coaching colleagues of Jerry Sandusky's, former work colleagues at the Second Mile charity he founded, and their job basically was to say that Jerry Sandusky was not the monster portrayed by prosecutors. One said he had a local hero's reputation. Another said he was inspired by Jerry Sandusky's ability to connect with young people on their level. And some of his coaches, his former coaching colleagues at Penn State, said that it was not uncommon for men to shower with boys in an athletic setting after workouts. And indeed, a couple of these coaches said they too showered with boys, just kind of in an open locker room shower, that was considered normal.
How did that play in the courtroom? I mean, were people shocked when that came out?
It's hard to know. The prosecutor was a little taken aback when one of the witnesses conceded that he, too, had showered with boys. And the prosecutor, Joe McGettigan, said, "Oh, really? Where?" And the guy said, "Well, the YMCA." And the prosecutor pressed, "Well, all right, you know, did you invite the boys into the shower with you?" And he said, "No." "Have you hugged a boy in the shower, as Sandusky allegedly did?" He said no, and another one of the coaching colleagues conceded that hugging a boy in a shower would be inappropriate.
I saw that, heard you report that yesterday. I was shocked when I heard that. I played sports my whole life. I never showered with a coach or an adult. It just seems like... if you're going to find character witnesses that don't necessarily admit to showering with boys in this locker room. I don't know. It just seems awful bizarre to me.
You know, that's been part of the defense case, that for a coach of Sandusky's generation, it would be considered normal in a locker room setting to just be showering after workouts with whoever happens to be there, kids, adults, coaches, players, whatever. And I think the prosecution's been trying to say, well, yeah, I mean, an open locker room in for the football team is one thing, but actually inviting a kid into the shower, hugging him in the shower, tickling him in the shower, as all the Sandusky's alleged to have done, is quite another matter.
Here's Taco's Bill Carroll talking about NBC's decision not to air part of the Sandusky interview with Bob Costas, which, had it aired, could arguably be the strongest evidence against him.
And NBC, they're on the defensive about this. A lot of people are upset, saying, why did you hold this back? This is big stuff. It was not that I've never done it myself, but it was one of those trap questions. Getting into a hypothetical about who I did and didn't molest. And if I answer, well, I didn't ask for sex from all of them. Oh, so you did ask for sex from some of them. Right? You're kind of trapped. But a smart guy who made it all the way to assistant coach of one of the most famed college football teams in the country, you'd think he'd say, that's a hypothetical question. Ask me real questions. But he didn't, and he tried to answer because he's so arrogant or stupid. He tried to answer. I'll play the answer coming up here. But I just want to set it up properly because Jerry Sandusky, I mean, listen, it's a tsunami of evidence against him. All the defense right trying to do right now is just discredit somebody somewhere along the way, put just one little element of doubt in one juror's mind. That's all they need. That's what they're trying to do. Anybody's looked at the evidence so far knows this guy is going down for this, no question. Here's what he said in answer to Bob Costas, admittedly kind of manipulative question.
So it's entirely possible that you could have helped young boy A in some way that was not objectionable while horribly taking advantage of young boy B, C, D, and E. Isn't that possible?
Well, you might think that, but I don't know.
Think about that. How would you have answered that question? You're totally innocent. Just get for a second. You're totally innocent. And you help young boys. You've got a charity. You coach them. How would you, if someone asked you this question, how would you answer?
So it's entirely possible that you could have helped young boy A in some way that was not objectionable while horribly taking advantage of young boy B, C, D, and E.
Isn't that possible?
Isn't that possible?
I didn't take advantage of anyone. That's it. Isn't that how you answer it? Don't fall for the trap. It's not that clever a question if you just answer it honestly. I didn't take advantage of anyone. I didn't sexually abuse anyone. But no, Jerry Sandusky's got to take a shot at answering.
Well, you might think that, but I don't know. In terms of my relationship with so many, many young people, I would guess that there are many young people who would come forward, many more young people who would come forward and say that my methods and what I had done for them made a very positive impact on their life.
Okay, not a great answer so far, but not particularly damning. I mean, it's awkward, but he doesn't stop.
And I didn't go around seeking out every young person for sexual needs that I've helped. There are many that I didn't have, I hardly had any contact with.
Oh, did he almost say that there are many that I didn't have sex with? Is that what he almost said?
Who I have helped in many, many ways.
I got to hear that part again. That's just too great. What is he doing? This guy's so ridiculous.
Didn't go around seeking out every young person for sexual needs that I've helped. There are many that I didn't have. I hardly had any contact with.
Wow.
I have helped in many, many ways.
So the best case scenario there is that he sort of said, well, there are some that I helped, leaving open the possibility that there are others he just used for sexual needs.
Host Deborah Feinstein and Richard Day talked to attorney Billy Martin about whether testimony from Sandusky's wife helped or hurt the case.
Was it a good idea to put Dottie Sandusky on the stand?
I think putting the wife of Jerry Sandusky on the stand is a good idea. Good idea in the sense that they need somebody to help soften the reputation, soften the person, to humanize. If he can be humanized to this jury, his wife is somebody who can make him a real person and a softer person in their eyes.
Now, we have heard rumors that Jerry Sandusky himself may take the stand at some point. And you've handled a lot of difficult trials. How difficult would it be for the defense to pull that one off?
It would be very difficult. And you know, in response to that last question, if they put the wife on the witness stand, you know, some of those young boys testified that they screamed out and she didn't help. So that's a double-edged sword there, but they needed somebody to help them. If Jerry Sandusky decides to take the stand, and I think that, you know, any defense lawyer who's experienced in doing criminal trials will tell you, the last person you really want to put on is your client. Eight young boys testified in graphic detail as to what they did to them. Some of them saying that they resulted in blood being produced. He has a lot to overcome, but if there's any chance for the defense to overcome these charges, it has to be by Jerry Sandusky. But it is risky. If the jury decides they don't believe him, and keep in mind that he has testified, he has appeared twice. Once on NBC and once in an interview with the New York Times. And I watched both those interviews, and he did not come across well. So I don't believe that if he takes a witness stand, he's got a big task to try to convince the jury that he's believable.
Up next, we revisit the Martin Zimmerman case. That's here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The daily overview of what talk radio and talk television imaging and the Martin Zimmerman case is certainly front and center this week with some of the new information. Here's host David Cruz talking about the released tapes this week of Zimmerman's jailhouse phone calls with his wife telling her to move money around so the court couldn't find it.
You know, when you want to stay out of or off the government's radar, there are certain things you know going in. For instance, never write a check or go into a bank anymore and try to withdraw, if you have it in your account, a check for or an amount of $10,000 or more, because you have to report it to the IRS. Financial transactions that exceed $9,999, whether you're depositing, withdrawing, transferring, whatever you're doing, that's the minimum threshold. They will track it. They will track it. In some cases, you have to fill out an extra form because people were laundering money that way. Okay, so with that in mind, isn't it interesting that Shelley Zimmerman the 25-year-old wife of George Zimmerman, the defendant in the Trayvon Martin shooting death, made 8 transactions. About the time that her husband was coming up for that bond hearing, 8 transactions. None of them were greater than $9,990. She transferred $74,000 in 8 small transactions, ranging from $7,500 to $9,990. I'm telling you, this was one of the things that the judge in the case saw. We're talking about Judge Lester, and he said, enough of this. Kenneth Lester felt that he had been deceived. Let me just give you a quote. This is perfect. He was telling Mark O'Mara, the attorney for George Zimmerman, when this bond was being revoked and he was getting brought back in to the caboose, the judge asked the question, does your client get to sit there like a potted plant and lead the court down the primrose path? That's the issue. He can't sit back and obtain the benefit of a lower bond based upon these material falsehoods. In other words, they had been lying. Here's what had happened. They knew, they being Shelley and George, they knew how much money had come in from that website. At least they said $135,000.
Here's Taco Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall with legal analyst Liz Wheel about the recently released jailhouse phone calls. The situation doesn't look too good for Mr. Zimmerman, does it?
We want to know if you found anything unusual in these jailhouse calls.
Well, it was so interesting that they, Zimmerman and his wife, were really talking about payments, about how to get him the bail money, and they were speaking in code. And, you know, any lawyer, defense lawyer worth his or her salt, will tell a defendant before they go into a jail or prison situation that your calls are going to be monitored. I mean, that is one of the things that the prosecution looks at. So either his attorney didn't tell him, which I doubt, or Zimmerman and his wife just didn't listen. And so we've got the transcripts were just released. You know, they're talking about, they're talking in code about dollars and cents, because the reason this is critical, guys, is because Zimmerman and his wife said at the bail hearing, hey, we're broke. We don't have any money. Therefore, my bail, Zimmerman's bail, must be really, really low. And as you remember, the judge did give him a fairly low bail, which they were able to post. Post why? Because they did have money in the bank. And what was clear when you look at these transcripts is they were already speaking code. So the judge says, you lied to me. These transcripts prove you lied to me. You knew you had money when you didn't. I'm revoking your bail. And that's where we are now.
Okay, so these jailhouse phone calls ultimately can help prosecutor.
Absolutely. I mean, I hate to sound like a mean persecutor, but I use them when I was a prosecutor, because if people are frankly dumb enough to speak while they're under arrest in a state penitentiary or waiting a trial, mm-hmm. then I'm going to use that. And you cannot believe, guys, some of the things that people say on the phone when they're awaiting arrest. I mean, do you remember some of the Casey Anthony transcripts when she was talking with her mom, and it was so clear that she was only interested in herself and, you know, about my supporters. And by the way, Zimmerman spoke about his supporters and that he needed to get more people out there to, you know, rally behind him and vocalize, was his quote. Well, you use that if you're a prosecutor. You say at a Casey Anthony trial or a Zimmerman trial, look, you know, they were more concerned about their reputation. Mm-hmm. And about what was going to happen to them than the alleged, you know, than the victim. In Casey Anthony's case, her daughter, there was no mention of little Carly. It was just all about her and her supporters and who was going to be there for her.
So it sounds as though in many cases these inmates forget the advice of their defense attorneys that, you know, be careful what you say.
They must. And to be fair, I mean, these are, you know, Zimmerman's talking to his wife. Anthony was talking to her mother. They're talking to people that they are closest with in the whole wide world, and they're in a horrible situation. I mean, admittedly, whether they're guilty or not, it's a horrible situation. And so I think that they just, you know, start talking.
Find out more about all the items in this hour that we've discussed on the Countdown by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown section at DougStephan.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to